We are learning Mesechtes Yevamos Daf Pei Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Pei Amud Aleph. Om Rav Avoh, Simonei Saras Vayelnes Uben Shmoina, Ein Oisim Ben Maisach Yibin Esrim. Told the 20 years old, the Simonei Saras Vayelnes are not counted, and he's not considered Saras till he's 20, like we just learned. And our halacha is Uben Shmoina means a child that's born in the 8th month, which we nemon is like a nafel. So you have to wait till the child is 20 until he's certified that he's not a nafel, which is actually a pelad halacha. The guy's walking around for 18, 19 years. No, he's not. We're not sure if he's a nafel or not. When he's 20, oh, he's not a nafel anymore. But that's what it says in the brisa. These halachas. Until he's 20 years old, we don't consider him a full person. And a saris, not considered a gedayla, not considered a gadol until he's 20. Does a child born in the 8th month, means a full-term baby is 9 months. And the Ishah thing is a 7-month baby. But an 8-month baby, according to the Gemara, does not live. A child that's born in the 8th month of pregnancy, he's like a stone. He's muksa on Shabbos, because he's going to die. He's muksa on Shabbos. But the mother could bend down and nurse the baby. Why? And pasha means sakana for the mother. The mother gets too engorged. The mother we have sakana, and therefore the mother could nurse the baby. Even though the baby's muksa, the mother could nurse the baby on Shabbos. There is a girsa in Rashi also that sakana for the child also, which is shver because the child's an eifel. So why worry about it? Sakana of a child? They handle the Rashi. But come on, bring a sakana. You let her do it. What do you see from the brisa? And to get it to us. Is that Ben Shmoyna does not live. So what are you talking about? What's Ravol talking about? When he's 20 years old, he's not a nafel. He's not going to live. He doesn't live. So I think Gemara, how come I skin? Because you're going to Simonov. This baby was born in the 8th month, had Simonim that he was a full-term baby. The baby had the hair and the nails. The baby was fully grown. The talent in the brisa. Ezra Ben Shmoyna, Koshloi Kolo Kadoshov. What's called a baby? It's not a full-term baby, only an 8-month baby. Someone's not finished 9 months pregnancy. Rabbi Eimer, Simonim Mechichim Alav. If the Simonim Mechichim Alav, which is Sa'aroi, the hair, Vitzipanov, and the nails, so then, Shaloi Gomru, then we see that it's not the baby's not full-term. But that's what Rabbi says. And time of diga is time of gomru. Ha gomru. But if it has the nails and the hair, and Rinan, we say, hi bar zayin. Really, it's a 7-month baby. There's such a thing as a baby, the pregnancy is 7 months, and it could be a healthy baby. It came out in 8 months. Wait a little bit to get out. That's a Rabbi's chiddush. It's just a thing as a baby that's already finished, but it waited to get out. Rinan, hi bar zayin. But it waited to come out. So that's what Rabbi says. And so what does it do with us? So therefore Rashi says, we had a kasha or a vavoh. It says Ben Shmoyna waits till 20. What do you mean? He doesn't live. So Tari says, we're going according to Rebbe, and here the case was where it had Simonim, and still Ravo was saying, you have to wait till 20. So he's going like Rebbe, that Simonim helped, and he still have to wait till 20. That's what Rashi learns. Actually, Taisus argues, we'll speak about Taisus maybe in a second. On Kaponim, and Tanakhama holds that if it would be a 7-month baby, it would never live. It would never come out in the 8th month. That's the thing. It's a story. It doesn't wait. That's what it's Rebbe and Rebbe and Tanakama and Rabbi Vo is going like Rebbe. That's the case. Faith the Gemara. Eloha the Avad Rava Toisafa Uvda. Rava Toisafa did a story. But each Shalach Bailam Dinosiam. There was a lady whose husband went away on a business trip for 12 months. He was there for 12 months. Like 11 months and 20 days after he left, it's a big mazel tov in town. She had a baby. She had a baby. He's away already. He's away for 11 months. He's away. What's going on over here? So they thought she was Mizana. But no, Rabbi Paskin's kosher, Achsere. He says kosher. Come on, Karebi, Dama, Mishtoi. He passed like Rebbe, who said it's possible sometimes to have a full term baby that waits to come out. So you see, so what's the Mara's kosher? What do you mean? Why are you going like Rebbe? Can I get a Tanakama? So Gemara answers, Kimin the Iker of Shimon Megamil, Doma Mishtoi, this is another Tana, besides Rebbe holds Mishtoi of Shimon Megamil. So Karab Mavi, you do like the Rab Netanya, of Shimon Megamil, Eimer, Kol Shosho, Lam, Jain, Baldom, and Nafel. Anytime the child lives for 30 days, he's not a Nafel, even though he's born in the 8th month. What happened? You must have say, Yishtoi, Yishtoi. So therefore, there's two tanoim like that. That's what Rav Tosafot could do it. So that's Rashi Pshat and Sugya. Frank Tosfos, we just finished saying Rav Avoh was going like Rebbe. So while we're jumping a rabbi to tzavah, it goes like Rabbi. Rabbi Paul just like Rabbi. We didn't have a problem with that. And Tosfos has another kasha also. And therefore Tosfos argues on Rashi and says that Rabbi Paul was going according to the Rabbanon. They're going to the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi, Avadav has the simanim, it's already not an eifel after 30 days. That the Ravo says he needs until 20 years old. He's going to go to the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, a hold that a ben shmoin loy chaya and simanim don't help, then the halach is that when you hit 20, then even it's good according to Rabbanon, like 30 days according to Rabbi Avo. That is Tais Pshah and Sukkah. So if someone asks you, Pshah and Sukkah, and Rabbi Yomer, in Rav Avoh, who says, till 20, who's going to? According to Rashi, going to Rebbe, who says, even with the money, if you wait till 20. According to Tosfos, if even if you're a bona hold that you say a ben shmoni does not live, but if he hits 20, then he's not an evil. So, I'm going to give you now the simani saris and the simani ailness. Tanar Rabbanu. Ezu siris chama. What is the simonim of a siris chama? Koshu ben Esrim, he's 20 years old, a heavy shtei saris. He did not bring shtei saris. Even if he brought Shtei Saris after 20 years old, too late, he's a Saris of Chol Dvar. These are Simone Saris. Kol She'in Le'Zokin, he has no beard. V'Sa'ari Lakui, his hair is very thin, very soft and very thin. V'Sa'ari Machlik, his skin is very smooth, like a Isha. Those are Simone Saris. One's the Basar, one's the Sarah, one's the Basar. His whole body, all the skin around his body is very soft, like a very smooth, like a woman's skin. And Sarah Lakum means his hair is so soft.
What's the difference in the first part? Is it Shris Chama and the Shris
Chama? It's all the same thing. Mishim, there's no difference. What do you mean? Saying these are all Simon of Shris Chama. Mishim, I may not understand your question. What's the question? All the Shana, it doesn't say Cyrus. And also, so you mean to ask is, do you have to have all the Simon? That the Gemara will ask, the Gemara will talk later on. Is one simon enough, or do you have to have all the simon? It's a good question, and the Gemara will talk about that later on. Mishim Milaimer, Mishim Rehuda Ben Yar, Kol She'im Meim of, not a simon, Kol She'im Meim of Meilin Rasichas. If his Meirag Layim, there's no foam in the Meirag Layim, it's just a simon that he's a Saris. V'yesh Oimrim, Kol Shechva Zare Doicha. His Shechva Zera is not thick. It's not thick. I skipped something. V'yesh Oimrim, call Matl Mayim Ein Oisa Kippa. If he's Matl Mayim, goes to the bathroom Meirag Layim, and doesn't make a bow, doesn't make like a dome, that's a simon. We had that before. It's a simon Saris. V'yesh Oimrim, call Shechva Zare Doicha. If the Shechva Zera is not like thick, and it's more thin like water. If it's like watery, then we know also he's a Saris. V'yesh Oimrim, call Shechva Meirag Layim Machmitzim. His Meirag Layim, if it does not smell, if you leave it in a keli, it doesn't smell, it's also a simon, he's a saras. Achei marim kol shereichetz moizek shomim, ve'ein v'sari ma'al hevel. If he takes a shower in the winter, and he's smoking, then you know he's a man. He's a saras. He's not a saras. But if it doesn't smoke, then he's ve'ein v'sari ma'al hevel. If he's not smoking, then he is a saras. Shem lozo aimer, kol shekoiloi lakui, ve'ein nikir ve'ein ish l'isha. If his voice doesn't sound like a man, you can't tell the difference between a man and a lady, that's an example of a Saras. Those are all Simone Saras. Vezu Islandus. What's an example of an Islandus? That's an Isha who can't have children. She's 20 years old, she didn't bring two Saras. Even if she brings it after 20, still her Reik Islandus called the rest. She's still an Islandus. Velu has Haim Simonel. These are her Simonim. Kosh Ainlo Dadim. She doesn't have Dadim. And Tashmish is hard for her. She doesn't have a little bump in her stomach like Noshim. Noshim have on top of Oysamakam, they have a little bump in the stomach. She doesn't have that. Her voice is very thick. She sounds like a man. These are all Simone Saras. Sakaponim, we have Simone Saras, Simone Alanis. Do you need all of them or not? That's the next Gemara talks about. Itmar. Simoni Saras, Rav Huna Amati Yekum. You have to have all the Simonim. Yechonam Afilu Achman, only even one of them. Simar explains. Heich Devi Shtei Saras Bezokun. If you have two little sprouts in your beard, so then he doesn't look like a Saras. So Kuli Amalei Pligi, Dachi Yekum. The only way to become a Saras is if you have all the Simonim. So what is the Machlaikis? Ki Pligi Bishloi Hevi. We didn't have any Simonim in his beard. There is Machlaikis. One man demo says, Achi Yekulam. One man demo holds, even one thing is enough. Even one thing is enough. Are you going to ask me? Keep pligiv shloi hevi. He didn't have anything in his beard. Okay, well, you have a simon right there. What do you mean? If you need kula, we understand. But the Olam HaNiyam says, until you have one of them. You have one of them ready. You don't have the beard. So Tosfos and Chanan, Tosfos and Rashi, Kipligi says like this. Not that you need another one besides that. I'm reading the bottom Tosfos. They says, Ella, not having that beard, there's no hairs in the beard, that's enough to be considered a Soros. So the kid said, "The mechalik says, if you have to say bezalk kulam le pligi, you have to have a kulam. But if not, not now." So the lechayr over here, it's mashma. So Tosfos has a kasha. It's mashma that if you have shtei saris by samakum, that even if you have all the samanim, you're not a saris. So why is two hairs in the beard difference? Tosfos says two hairs in the beard is not really a foolproof raya that he's not a saris because he's supposed to have a full beard. So this levels are like this. Shtei saris by samakum, he's a gadol no matter what. You don't care about anything else. He could sound like a lady, anything, makes no difference. He has shtei saris by samakum. He has no shtei saris by samakum. He has two saris in his beard. It's also a shtickle of good simon. Achie kulam. If he has no shtei saris by samakum, no shtei saris in his beard, then it's machlaikis if achie kulam or not. Then it's machlaikis. Go check out Rav Nachman when he's taking a shower. If his skin is smoking, and if yes, I slay brass. I'll marry him off my daughter. So what's the problem? What's the problem? Look at the osman. He had any osman on him. Tomorrow, come on. It sounds like Rav Huna. It sounds like this is like Rav Huna's shita that you have to have all the simanim to become a saras. Therefore, you have to make sure. Yeah, that's he maybe had all the simanim and he wanted to see if he had that simon also. It sounds like Rav Huna. So tomorrow, no, lo, Rav Nachman sichi dikna havalei. He had a little sprouts in his beard. So therefore, achi ekul. And everyone agrees you have to have all the simanim in order to be a saras, and he must have all the simanim. They want to check him out in the bathhouse to see if he has a simon of Ein Maila Hevel or so. Zogt the Gemara Vayta. It said in the list in the Mishnah, it says, Hasaris lecholitz l'miyavim. V'chein alanus. Hasaris not cholitz and not miyavim. Now, it compares Saris to alanus. Alanus is someone who's a Swiss chama, is born that way. And we see over here, probably a Saris that way also. And it says lecholitz l'miyavim. L'miyavim. Who is that like? It's like Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kiva holds, if you have no shas of Christ, you can't do chalitz l'yibim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, no, a Swiss chama is better because shayach t'arefuah. So this line in the Mishnah, which happens after Nachlaikis, is a stoma like Rabbi Kiva. Ketani Saras domi da Ilanis, ma Ilanis v'dei Shemayim, av Saras v'dei Shemayim, v'stomach Rabbi Kiva doma v'dei Adam in v'dei Shemayim loy. It's a stom like Rabbi Kiva holds that v'dei Adam in. You could do Chalitza Yibim. V'dei Shemayim loy, why not? Because v'dei Adam has Shasa Kosher. V'dei Shemayim has no Shasa Kosher, therefore you can't do Chalitza and Yibim.